Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
I'm sure you're expecting for the young guys to talk about Colston and Burton to be back by the time you guys get to camp. But if there's a setback, it's not. Is there a point where you start to worry about whether or not they can actually be ready to fill whatever role you envision them filling come week one?
No worry whatsoever. We got plenty of bullets, plenty of weapons here on offense.
They got nunchucks and stuff.
No Worries is another song I thought of. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And in these studios right now, it is a man with a tremendous outfit on, but also a tremendous set of reporting skills. Herb Howard from the Bigs Media. Good to see you. And that sweatshirt is incredible.
Shout out to Sogo. It's a brand here in Chicago, So Chicago. They made this hat and this hoodie.
Yeah, they match. It's a very nice look.
Appreciate you. It's good to be here. Thank y'all so much for having me, man. I truly appreciate it. I do want to say that last time I was here, you asked me what, if anything, I would say if I could yell into the seventh inning stretch
microphone.
Oh, you
came up with something?
And I said I would yell down the red line to Comiskey or Sox Park or Guaranteed Rate or whatever it is, and I would tell them to sell the team.
And you're not even a Sox fan?
No.
And here we are.
And now I'm here again, and we're talking about them selling the team. I just heard that it may be 5 to 9 years or whatever the process is going to be, but I think they heard me on the bullhorn. So
what's next then? Speak something else into existence.
Yeah, that's actually great.
I'll give you something before I go.
Okay.
You're going to marinate on it again?
Yeah. You know what that was? That was him giving us his Ben Johnson. It's like, off the top of my head, I'll hit y'all tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you were there for that, the couple days that we've had here at Mandatory Minicamp. Mm-hmm. And that was an observation we both made, because obviously after Mark Carmen asked that on Wednesday, we're like, all right, so who are the players? And then Ben Johnson names them, and I'm laughing because, yeah, you can name Ruben Hippolyte if you want.
Sure.
And you can name, the players' names off the top of your head.
Yeah, right? Dominique Robinson, yeah, Ruben Hippolyte.
Yes.
Kyle Manangai, don't forget him.
Kyle Manangai and Dominique Robinson. Yeah, so, yes, you can name those guys, because if you named certain veterans, it might look like you're playing favorites or that others aren't doing their jobs, I think.
Sure, but I think also there's an expectation for those guys to perform. Like, if he was like, oh, this DJ Moore is really impressive, it's like...
Like he hasn't been watching DJ Moore.
Okay, like, you know what I mean?
Career.
Montez Sweat is really big. Like, oh, okay. But I also think the environment, being in shorts and t-shirts, it lends itself to certain types of players. The athletes that are Ruben Hippolyte and Dominique Robinson perform well in those environments. When the pads come on, if Ruben Hippolyte is still flashing and showing himself to be a potential starter on this team, then you'll feel really, really good about that. But he's blazing. He's got blazing speed, right? And so you expect him to show up well in the shorts and t-shirts game. He carried DeAndre Swift perfectly on a wheel route one time, got a perfect PBU, no hands, no penalty, anything like that. He can do those things. I expect him to do those things in shorts. Same with Dominique Robinson. He's a freakish, freakish athlete. When the pads come on, you want to see him continue to make those kind of splash plays and get in the backfield with consistency.
Did you have any moments of enlightenment covering this mandatory minicamp, you're like, oh, that's interesting? Or was it more of you just saying, okay, this is what I expected to see?
You know, I wasn't sure what to expect, and that's really what I was kind of looking for. How are these coaches going to kind of coordinate and run these practices? What is that going to look like? Again, I'm almost never impressed by world-class athletes in shorts and t-shirts. It's not a lot to see for me, for the things I'm looking for in terms of the intricacies of what this team could be. You don't really get to see that in these mini camp environments where the offensive linemen and defensive linemen can't really get after it because they aren't padded up. But watching how the coaches went about their business, the types of drills that they did, the pace of practice, how they were coaching things up, I thought that was very, very important and indicative of what the culture could become around here. You know, like, guys got to buy into it, right? And if that happens, I think if it doesn't happen, those guys will be gone. I think these coaches will be consistent about what they expect. But I thought that was really, really refreshing to see. But in terms of physical splashes, not a ton.
I wasn't necessarily talking about what you saw.
Sure.
I was more talking about what you heard from the various players that approached the lectern and what they had to say. Because you had guys like Jaquan Brisker we hadn't heard from.
Sure.
Tyreek Stevenson, sure. New regime, new fresh start. You up and down the list of guys who were giving a kind of a first impression of their first impressions with a new coaching staff, albeit in t-shirts and shorts.
Yeah, no, that stuff matters, right? What are they saying? How are they receiving him? But I think at this point in the season, you tend to hear all the right things anyway. All the vibes are great. Everybody's in the best shape of their life. They came back so ready to go, and everybody's believing what coach is selling right now, and they should, right? But what happens, you know, you get dog days of camp, you get maybe two or three losses stacked up, then do those messages still continue to resonate in the same way? I was talking about, I think, DJ Moore when we were here before, that he's just never been in a winning organization that sustained success for any particular length of time. And so not knowing what winning looks like, you kind of just have to trust that this thing that Coach Johnson is doing is going to get me where I want to go and get us where we want to go. But how long do you trust that, right? If it's not actually going that way, it's cool that he's nitpicking and he's intense and he's calling out every little thing right now. If we start to lose, does that get frustrating? Do you start to not want to hear that as much as you want to hear it right now? And I think that'll be worth watching because they just don't have a lot of guys who have done it before in terms of building a winning program.
I also think, though, what you did see here versus what you may have seen last year is an important piece of this. Media isn't allowed to see much.
True.
So what stands out to you hearing these comments, yeah, maybe compared to what you saw last season? And I think the other thing, too, is you know, maybe we didn't know to see it or know to look for it because they just let the play go.
Yeah, I think just the consistency of it, right? The how frequently Coach Johnson comes out and speaks, but also the transparency of the things he speaks about. Sometimes coaches in the past have treat you like you're stupid. Like, I was watching this. Like, what? Like, I saw this happen. And like, oh, no. And he's just like, yeah, no, we messed up. You know, Caleb's got to get to that read quicker, or Cole's got to get lined up a little bit further outside so we can hit the speed out. Like, those types of situations. It's just like some coaches are just unnecessarily like just hiding everything. Like, that's not necessary. It's May. It's June. Like, what happened right there? I saw it. And he seems to be willing to face those questions head on and answer them with some sense of truth and sincerity. And that is very refreshing.
How refreshing. Also, we had coaches say the wrong call that you saw on the football field was the right call.
Yeah.
So when you're saying that, I'm not necessarily thinking about practice first. I'm thinking about that happening in games, yeah, that we saw. What do you think?
I think that's something that we'll have to wait and see, right? I think we're still in this honeymoon phase with Coach Johnson, and it feels great. I love everything that he says. I'm liking his demeanor on the field, at the podium. All that is great. When some of those hard times come, right? We don't know how he manages a football game. We've never seen him do it. And I think that's something that you still got to wait and see. And those are things we can't really find out until the season starts. And how does he manage, you know, late game situations, end of half situations, challenges, timeouts, those types of things? How does he go about those situations? And when he gets something wrong, because he's a human being, right? When he gets something wrong, how does he handle that, right? Then does he come back? Does he go to some of the other coaches like, oh, no, we absolutely meant to keep that timeout in our pocket way too long. Ooh. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
don't do that. You're taking us down the PTSD train right now.
No, but that's the point, though, isn't it? I mean, it's not taking us down a certain train. It's observing that this is how they got to this point in time.
So I will say this, Herb, and tell me if you agree or disagree.
Mm-hmm.
But him just coming forth and talking about accountability to a level of his own accountability, and
sure,
like, I'm not where I want to be, and we have a lot of work to do, and things could have been better.
Yeah.
that's music to my ears. I have to believe it's music to a lot of fans' ears and music to a lot of the players' ears. Like, okay, this guy, at least if he doesn't, he'll fess up.
Yep. That matters, man. Not just to the media or to the fans. It matters to your players in the locker room. You cannot, certainly the way he's going about his business, be a guy who's calling guys out, the quarterback, the starting tight end, everybody, right? Everybody's like, no, he's calling everybody out. You can't be that guy. And then when it's clearly your fault, you're like, yeah, no, that wasn't a mistake. That didn't happen. It's like, yes, we saw it happen. So if he's that guy, he's going to lose this locker room very fast. I don't think he's that guy. I think he's going to say, man, if I had another chance, I would do it differently. I would have called something else. I would have done something else. And if he's that, then all you can do is accept that and move on and hope he handles it better the next time.
I was observing what Tyson Bagent had to say. When even Tyson Bagent is saying, in a locker room that wanted had been asking for a sec culture for a while,
sure.
And I'm thinking to myself, if Tyson Bagent is saying this, did that, like, were there any things like that that gave you pause over this last couple of days?
No, I think Tyson's always very authentic, and I think he's just always himself, whether he's talking about his hair or he's talking about the coaching staff or whatever.
Or his pool party.
Yeah, or his pool party that nobody's invited to,
yeah,
or at least that we aren't invited to.
That was kind of cold the way he did that to everybody.
He was very intentional that we could not come. But no, I think that, you know, he's a guy who's going to give you his honest answer. He's going to show up. He's going to work. He's going to compete his butt off. And then if you ask him something, he will give you the answer to it. And I think so far you're hearing that from guys. You're hearing it, you know, from Jaquan. I thought, you know, the way he stood up and faced all of the questions about that very strange concussion that he had last year was really, really cool. And he was trying to get to the point that I'm passing, I'm just moving forward. And they're like, nope, one more on this head thing, which is everybody needed to know. We wanted to talk to him. We haven't talked to him in a very, very long time. There was one question I wish we had gotten to in terms of a follow-up was that when he said that every day he talked to his mom and say, hey, I think I'm going to play this week. And then he show up and he couldn't clear whatever. I wanted to know what that thing was. What was it that you thought you were going to play every week, and then you got to the test and it was like, I still can't play. I want to know what that thing was, and we missed that one.
And I think for him specifically, talking about he's past that. That's cool and all, but the way concussions work,
right?
The possibility of another one and what that would mean for your career, that's a real thing. And he just kind of wanted to gloss over that. And that's, I found that peculiar, if not dangerous, to just look past that like that.
I don't know that he has a choice, right? And I don't mean just from the football perspective, because I've asked him this since he was a rookie.
But from an attitude choice, like if you're going to play the game, you got to play it a certain way.
No, from a financial perspective.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He's at the end of his rookie deal. He hasn't gotten to a second contract. He doesn't have any generational wealth yet, right? And so he's on the cusp of getting such a contract. If he can play 17 games this year, and maybe he makes a Pro Bowl, and he's got 100 and some odd tackles and a few picks and some forced fumbles, then he's going to get a check, right? Then you're like, to walk away right now, I think he just has to keep himself in the mind space of, I'm not going to get a concussion. This is not going to happen to me. I'm going to play 17 games. I'm going to be healthy, and I'm going to get to this bag.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, that we all understood that part of it, too, especially knowing he's up against the last year of his deal. This is Herb Howard. He joins us. He's the Bears beat reporter for Biggs Media. We love his takes on all things, not just the Bears, but we'll ask him a couple of basketball questions while we have him here, too. But additionally, just wrapping up this Bears mandatory minicamp,
sure,
your opinions, your impressions, and I appreciate the discussion about Brisker, because when Marshall and I both heard it, the word I used was uneasy. Mm. Because he sounds so well-meaning, you know, and he's honest and he's out there and he's genuine in his answers and his want to play the game. But there are so many times recently where we've had to watch some big-name players, you know, like Tua comes to mind, obviously, Tua Tagovailoa, and we're the ones having to say, this man doesn't look right after this.
Yeah.
We're the ones having to be advocates for these people. And unfortunately, I feel like at times, given the results of how he's had a concussion every season he's played football, we have to be his advocate too.
Yeah, we have to be. I really, really like Jaquan Brisker, like as a person. He's one of those just football players, though. Like some guys, even at the NFL level, they're just good at football. I don't necessarily look at him like that's a football player. That's a football dude. Jaquan Brisker is a football dude. He's going to play it regardless. He's not going to play it any differently than he ever has before. He's going to throw his body around recklessly. And to Marshall's point previously, when you've had so many concussions that you just named, it leaves you more susceptible to the next one. And so you're constantly worried about him. I think that's just going to be the reality as you watch Jaquan Brisker play football. If you're a Bears fan, if you're a football fan, if you like people, right? Every time he comes down full speed, runs the alley, and tries to run through a running back or through a fullback on a block or whatever, you're looking at him like, you're worried about him. Like, get up. And that's probably going to be the truth for the rest of his career, but I don't think the kid's going to play differently. I don't think he knows how.
The other piece to that defensive back room, if you will, is looking at Tyrique Stevenson and understanding that no one talked to him about what happened last year, and he doesn't believe that's anything that needs to be talked about, because that's also in the past. Now, I argue that Tyrique Stevenson is in prime position to have just an absolute stunner of a year based on the way he's played in the past, in chunks, not consistently enough, but now in this system that Dennis Allen employs, which allows him to kind of go to work one-on-one on guys, and I know that's the reason Jalen Johnson is excited, I believe Tyrique Stevenson is primed to have a Pro Bowl year. He just is. The way, if you look at how this system is going to work, if you look at the radar that most people have to earn for 1 year of really good play, he's already on everybody's radar.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be paying attention to him regardless. This is the year Tyrique Stevenson takes the leap and Ryan Poles can finally say, I got a guy.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. And I heard Lawrence say something similar about what he believes for Tyrique this year. What I will say, though, is I think it's going to be like feast or famine. Like, it's going to be boom or bust for him in this system. I know he has the traits and he's long and he's physical and he likes to get up to the line of scrimmage and get his hands on guys. But if the play's extended, I don't like Tyrique running man-to-man with some of the speedier receivers. That's not his game. Now, can he slow them down the line of scrimmage? Can he shorten this play? That's going to depend on the coverage working well with the pass rush. If the pass rush can get there and this ball's out two and a half seconds, then Tyrique is going to have a monster year. If this thing starts to get 3.5, 4 seconds, I don't want Reek running. Like, you get a drag route on somebody like Terry McLaurin, he's going to leave Tyrique. That's just what it is.
He's going to leave most people, right?
He's going to leave most people, right? But I'm saying Tyrique is just more suited to kind of play you in this kind of phone booth type of place. If he can get his hands on you, he's got long arms, he can stick and he can go. But if it turns into a situation where now he's, you know, carrying guys 30, 40 yards, I don't love that for Tyrique, and I really like him as a football player.
I think that's a really good point, because we're still trying to visualize what this Dennis Allen defense is going to mean for the Bears. Yeah. And we've seen it in some personnel acquisitions here and there. And we see it in how he talks about guys who can run. Hippolyte is a great example of that.
Yeah.
But trying to figure out how Tyrique Stevenson fits into it, you want him to fit for 100% of the play. And he was already a little bit of a scheme conflict whenever they drafted him. They knew he didn't fit in perfectly, but they liked him.
Yeah, I like him too. He's got the traits. He's tall, he's long, he could probably scratch his knees standing straight up, right? He's just that type of physical dude, and he's big, and he's a competitor. He wants to compete, he wants to play physical. He's very, very confident, which you need at cornerback. He's got a short memory, which you need at cornerback. I think he can have a really big year. I think he can have, you know, 6-7 picks. But I also think he can give up some big plays.
6-7 picks sound nice, especially if you can run 2 or 3 of them back.
That would be sweet. If they play Will Levis a bunch, he'll get 10.
Hey, there it is. I know we have a little bit of time before we hit a break here, Herb. Mm-hmm. So I also just want to ask you, maybe it wasn't Jaquan Brisker. You know, we talked about the things that stood out to us. Ben Johnson's accountability is another one. Anything else that you really were keying in on that you wanted to see in this mini camp where you feel like I didn't see enough of it, or maybe I saw enough to be encouraged, or I got enough to answer a question I had?
I'm trying to think what may have jumped out to me. I really just think this overall, you know how every year everybody's like, oh man, it feels something's different about this.
Oh, don't do it.
I know I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it, aren't you?
I'm going to do it. It feels different. It feels different. It feels believable. Like, this optimism doesn't feel like, okay, this is just me being a 40-year Bears fan, so I'm going to tell myself that this team can do this, that, and the third, even though they probably won't do half of it.
Do you see that banana in the tailpipe over there?
I see it.
Tell me your prediction one more time for what the Bears record was going to be last year when you thought, this feels like it.
10-7.
Me too.
No, this is last year, though.
No, I mean, I was
saying... You were 10-7 last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm still 10-7 today. Actually, I think if I did the math on the calendar, it was probably 9-7 because the schedule is scary.
9-8 is what
or
I
got. Oh, yeah, 9-8. I'm always used to saying 9-7.
I know. I'm having so many old habits. I still haven't gotten used to the 17 games yet.
Get used to 18 in a minute.
Yeah, that'll probably work better for my math.
It's even numbers.
Yeah.
Like, it's all based off 8-8 for me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And unfortunately, so are the measurements of this team.
So it feels different to you, though?
It really, really does. I mean, you listen to some of the guys talk about, even hearing Tyreek speak, he seemed just a little bit more mature. He kind of understood the situation in terms of what he dealt with last year, and that being his own fault, right? And he sounded mature as he talked about it. You hear about, you know, Javon Dexter and taking a step in terms of his leadership, but also just being surrounded by the guys that he's surrounded by. Big Andrew Billings, listening to him talk yesterday. You bring in a guy like Grady Jarrett. These things just feel different, right? There are some guys that you can say, he's got skins on the wall, right? I'm not hoping that Grady Jarrett takes another step. Maybe I'm hoping he has a little bit more left in the tank. You know, I'm not hoping that, you know, Joe Tooney can develop into this really good left guard. He's probably got a Hall of Fame resume already. So, like, these are things that you know, and I think that feels different about the Bears instead of just saying, well, I really hope this guy can take this step and develop into this type of player.
I see what you're saying, and I think anytime people want to change people to that extent, usually it doesn't go well in life or in football. More life and football with Herb Howard. The man has sports thoughts, and we have some questions for him, too, because what a game we saw last night in the NBA Finals. So Herb is always great when it comes to any and all sports opinions. We will tee him up on more Bears and a little bit of NBA, too, next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Tyson, your birthday's in 3 days. Any crazy workouts planned that you're going to do?
Nah, we're saving that for my buddy's birthday, June 19th. But me and my sister will be having a pool party. Rented out the local water park, so 200-person limit. Let's roll.
I do not think it's going to be that kind of swimming pool. I just don't. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score, joined by Herb Howard. That was Tyson Bajan talking about his birthday plans. We referred to it earlier, Herb. That is pretty exclusionary. You can get to West Virginia for a pool party with Tyson Bajan.
Yeah, no, but
wow. You could physically get there, though.
You could. You absolutely could. But somebody asked him what was the main attraction he was most looking forward to. And he's like, dude, we've got one slide and one diving board.
Yeah, when he said that, I was like, oh, it's that type of pool.
It's that kind of situation. Like, it's a rec center type deal.
Yeah. Like
the water slide, though, so great.
I bet the water slide is
probably like a straight
tall
thing,
yeah,
though.
That's all I need.
You're envisioning like this swirling thing that's like 300 feet. It doesn't sound like that.
It's the straight down and then out.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
you
all
can
it is.
You can goof off on a water slide that goes straight down and out. I've done it. As an adult.
You're lower to the ground, so I get it. I get it.
I remember getting kicked out of a pool probably at like 1, 2 in the morning in Disney World. This had to be like 2000, summer of 2000. It was AU Nationals down, basketball Nationals down in at Disney World. And my brother was on the team, and his team had like Eddie Curry and all that. So me and Eddie are in the pool for no reason at like 1 in the morning, pool's closed. And Eddie Curry is jumping off of the slide. Like, he's not sliding down the
top.
He's going up to the top of the slide, but he's just doing backflips and jumps off of the slide into the pool.
That's
and
a
then
big man.
And then security comes. This is old guy, and he's like, You guys can't be here. You gotta get out of the pool. And so Eddie goes, like, takes off running. I said, Dude, if he goes, the 7 foot 300-pound dude, like what are you running for? Like, just get out of the pool. Like, why are you running? Who do you think he's not gonna remember the 7 foot dude doing backflips?
He must have thought he was gonna get in some serious trouble.
Eddie.
Which he never was gonna get in trouble. It's just like, you gotta stop doing what you're doing.
Just stop doing it. Eddie's a big kid. Love that dude. But he was always like 5 years old, and people see this huge giant. He's like, he's five. Like, everything is funny to him.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
It's a case of human nature.
Yep.
He just went right back to whatever the survival mode was as a child.
That's it. He just took off.
I took it as a call to start talking about basketball. Is that, am I inaccurate with that?
Not at all.
Okay, because last night they told me small market teams were going to be boring. They said the Pacers didn't have a chance. But what I reminded the people I was with last night when I was watching that game, I was like, you do know that the Pacers are undefeated in game ones this postseason, right? And every time they do that, that's been that road.
Yeah.
And they went out to OKC and silenced a raucous crowd.
It was definitely a raucous environment, and they just couldn't create the separation that they needed to. They turned them over 19 times in the first half. You play that good of a defense, you should be up 20. They were up 12, and that's just not enough for a team that can get hot and hit threes in spurts. And that's what happens. You get Miles Turner banking one in from the bait from the sideline, and then the one Nembhard hit was probably the shot of the game when he was ISO'd on SGA, cross, step back, splash, like – You let them hang around. They were too close. You should have blown that thing open with the way they were playing defense early.
I want both of y'all to answer this question. Did you believe with 10 seconds left when they got the rebound, when SGA couldn't hit, right? Because he just kind of, yeah, he couldn't hit. And they get the ball to Tyrese. Did you believe that Tyrese Haliburton was going to win the game? I just want honest.
Done.
You were on board.
All for it. Some of the people I was with, they're like, call a time. I'm like, just take it up the court. It was game time.
Because I didn't think he was going to be able to create that much space that quickly with the step back. Like, we were talking about that in our meeting before the show. I was like, how in the hell does he end up getting that wide open?
I think Cason Wallace was trying to beat him to the cup. It's kind of like what Brian Russell was doing to Mike on the shot. You're trying to cut him off from the lane, and Mike just like, get over here and create the space. If you're trying full speed to cut off Haliburton, then he just stops and pulls up. the space is there. Your momentum's already going that way. By the time you try to get back and put that hand up, he doesn't even see you.
Which you know is a good defensive team.
Sure.
So that's why it's so confounding to me.
Also,
we are talking about a basic team on defense. Oklahoma City's one of the best in the league.
That's why you don't call a timeout. You don't let them set that defense.
Yeah, don't let them set the defense. But also, here's why I knew he was going to be able to create space. Just go back to the fact that one of the now four shots he's hit in the last 5 seconds in overtime or regulation, which is tied for second most in NBA history with a former Pacer in Reggie Miller for any single postseason doing that. He went down into the lane against the Knicks, dribbled all the way back out, and shot the three. I was like, oh, he can. That, it, like, when you watch that and watch replays of it, you're like, how did they let him
do
whatever he wants?
When you're hot, you're hot. And what always, always, always will continue to blow my mind about the NBA playoffs is how people can stay hot for an entire playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a series, not just two series, the finals. Like, that, it's that part of it for me where people can have those kind of sustained playoff runs.
Yeah, and the confidence. He had 12 points up until that point, right? They led for 0.3 seconds of the game. Just the last 0.3 seconds of the entire game was the only time that they led. He had 12 points, and he didn't think about passing that ball.
What's crazy about it is going into that game, and you're thinking, okay, this is weird because they're down by a lot, but I've seen them be down by a lot before. Well, entering last night, teams in the NBA Finals were 0-182.
Wow.
When trailing by 9-plus points in the final 3 minutes of a finals game since 1971.
Wow.
It's now 1-182 because they're the Pacers.
They're the Pacers.
This is part of their DNA and identity. This is what they do. Oh, you're up by double digits? That's cool. Watch this.
They just believe. They never believe they're out of it, and they got the shooters to do it. And, like, you can't let them hang around. If you got them on the ropes, you got to be able to knock them out. And the Thunder just couldn't do that. They couldn't hit the shots that they needed. They were creating the turnovers and still not getting the baskets. You let them stay too close, and the Pacers went all Pacers on you.
That was it. It was them creating turnovers and Indiana not caring because they still ended up shooting 46.2% from three. That's crazy. And when you look at the breakdown, I was laughing because Trista Crick, our friend, said this is one of those games where the box score will lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
It will lie to you because you will say, how in the hell did Oklahoma City not win the game? And I think my only answer to that is the fact that you had your entire starting five and one off the bench scoring double figures. You know, Obi Toppin in addition to the starting five. And so when the ball is that evenly distributed and you know the threes are there, maybe that is the way that the Pacers have won this entire playoff series.
The betting lines are crazy. I was looking at them the day before yesterday. And
minus 670 for the Thunder?
The predicted score for SGA and Halliburton, they said SGA is going to average, I think the line was like 32.5 or 33.5. And for Hallie, it was 17.5. And I was like, wow, that seems like a low number for him. He scored 14 points. They won the game. SGA had 38. I was like, this is insane.
This is Herb Howard of the Bigs Media. He's the Bears beat reporter for the Bigs. He's also great talking ball and a lot of other things. He's in studio with us on The Score. And Herb, I know you had a thought on our Five On It segment.
Yes. Listen, Marshall, you my dude, bro. Like, you my dude. And I'm listening to y'all with Five On It earlier. And no omelets for the food matchup?
Nah.
Seriously?
We're not doing that. I don't like eggs, man. They're nasty. The consistency, the taste, the smell, the you name it. And me and eggs don't get along.
No kind of way they prepare.
In a cake.
In a cake.
You need eggs to keep the cookies together, right, when you bake fresh cookies?
Eradicated and cooked.
Yes. You know what? That's a great way to phrase it, Layla. Eradicated, cooked, no form of the original egg.
Just go to a diner and order eggs like that. Like,
can you eradicate my eggs?
I would like these eggs pulverized.
Yeah, we just had, you know, courtesy of our man, Mitch Rosen, we just had lunch on him from Wildberry downstairs. And
there you go.
I got the little name of my entree that I ordered was, I think it was Eggs Anyway. Does that sound right? Yeah, eggs anyway, and I just said hold the eggs.
Yeah, so
he just got the anyway.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right. No way.
It is an option, by the way, when you go to the menu of the restaurant Wildberry that we ordered from.
this must be a popular thing because there was an option for no eggs.
Yeah, because eggs are unpopular. I get it.
Well, also, I think it's not fair. Either it's any way or it's not. You know, like you can't be cheating on that title. So good for them for being consistent and truthful. I love Wildberry, and I'm also very excited about the latest development in the neighborhood. La Catedral is here.
Oh.
The Cafe de Olla is incredible. And the chilaquiles. I've got to get it. They're just not delivering yet, which I understand, but...
No, but that
I might just walk down there and get the coffee now.
Yo, get what you need to get.
Leave studio.
Herb, I wanted to ask you, can the Pacers win this series?
No.
right answer.
I don't think so. I think that the Thunder are just a much better team. When he hit the shot against the Knicks in game one, I was like, the Knicks might not win another game because just to lose a game like that, 14 points, 2 minutes to go.
Is it not the same thing, though?
No, I don't think the Knicks are that much better than them.
Oh,
I think the Thunder are that much better than them. And so I think the next time they're up 12, they'll find a way to push that to 18, and then that'll be it.
So is this closer to when Michael Jordan and the Bulls in 1991 lost game one on the Sam Perkins three-pointer and then won the next four games? Or is it closer to 2001?
That's what I'm thinking.
Allen Iverson step over on Tyronn Lue. Sixers hand the Lakers what would be their only loss that entire postseason before losing the next four games.
I think it's the latter. I think that we saw that. As a collective, it was an AI collective type of thing that the Pacers did yesterday. I think they could win another game. I think it could go six. I think Jay-Z put $1 million that it would go five.
He rich.
Yeah.
The rich just keep getting richer.
That's an interestingly bold move given the circumstances of his former colleagues.
True. But no, I think they can go six, but I don't think they're good enough to beat them four times. I just don't. Now they now have home court advantage, so you know they go back home maybe with a split. Maybe they can get a couple. I'm not saying they can't. I don't think they will, though. I don't think they will.
Wait a second. Hold on. You talked about how Marshall doesn't like eggs. Mm-hmm. Do you have a food mashup that you think is elite or one that you hate?
Yeah, I love omelets. That's why I'm upset with Marshall. I love omelets. I love the scrambles. You get the potatoes in there. Like,
oh, the scrambles.
I'm a person who mixes, who just likes to mix my food anyway. Like, it's all going.
Even as a kid, you weren't like, don't let that touch that on my plate.
No, let's get this all going. Let's get this all in here and have a good time, right?
Let's get this
all going. Yeah, we can put it on bread, whatever. Like, I'll make a sandwich out of anything. Like, put the potatoes, whatever.
Let's go back to one of the original mashups. And this is an important question for both of you again.
I'm worried.
Is it grape or is it strawberry on the peanut butter and jelly?
Strawberry.
Grape.
I love how, here's what I love about this question. Yeah. The people who say grape are just like, I prefer grape. The people who say strawberry is like, how dare you?
I don't even really like peanut butter and jelly together. Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh my God. Did you two just stare at Ray?
Hey, I'm with you on that. I will have
what is going on?
I will have jelly. You guys have seen me with the Uncrustables. I'll have some jelly. But I love peanut butter so much, I'm fine with just peanut butter.
That is,
I am too.
That is, you're going to choke.
We're talking about the goat matchup. That's very dry. Peanut butter and jelly. That's the goat pairing.
That's facts.
Peanut butter banana is pretty good.
It's not the same.
That also seems very chokish.
yeah, you need a little.
Yeah, you need like.
Yeah. I drink
some
this.
Lubrication
you
with your food.
You see this 40 ounce of water I have here?
You have to.
You see this?
You have to.
This happens.
I'm not a big peanut butter and jelly guy. Like, I've never had an Uncrustable.
What?
I don't know why. It's not a snack. When I'm like, ooh, I just want a little snack. Let me make a peanut butter and jelly. It doesn't really think. But if I'm going to, it's going to be grape jelly. Or if I'm going to put jelly on like a breakfast sandwich, it's going to be grape jelly.
Okay. So he just doesn't like strawberry. Otherwise.
That's fair.
I love strawberries though.
So you only like them in whole form, not in paste form.
No, I love them in most forms, like a smoothie, bubblegum, candy. Strawberry is probably one of my favorite flavors. I just like grape jelly more than strawberry jelly.
All right. All that is fair. I think these are valid points. We also want to, do you want to hang out with us for another segment?
Of course I want to hang out with you guys.
So we have some fun audio that...
Because everybody wasn't perfect last night. Everybody didn't have the same effect that the Pacers themselves had.
Uh-oh. That's a good way to put it. It's next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Leila Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 seconds remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again. Their first lead of the game.
Incredible. That courtesy of ESPN. Indiana Pacers 1-0 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. We are joined by Biggs Bears beat reporter Herb Howard, kind enough to join us for another segment. That's how we get you. We're like, hey, you want to join us for a segment? And then we're like, but wait, can you be in studio? But wait, can it be two segments?
Yes.
But wait, can it be three?
It's fun hanging out with y'all, talking ball, talking life.
That is the truth.
Talking and PB&J.
We also like to talk about a couple fails as well.
Okay.
So let's listen to a station in Fort Wayne, Indiana, the ABC there, who jumped the gun on telling you about tonight's newscast.
The Thunder clinging to this three-point lead. SGA the drive inside. Shot blocked. Siakam throws it back.
Next on 21 Alive News, the man who was brutally beaten at Pike's Pub last week has come forward. Hear what he wants to have happen now. Also tonight, a big night for Pacer fans as Indiana is in the NBA Finals. We'll show you a local business who has seen a boost from the Yes Sirs.
And we could see a little fog overnight tonight. We'll have the very latest forecast coming up in a few minutes.
Thanks for staying up with us. I'm Amara Boss. Fort Wayne's most watched news start.
SGA guarded by Nimhard.
What?
Thank God they did not miss the shot, but my word. Like, that's a big night for Pacers fans. And let's keep this news tease going another 10 seconds talking about the fog.
Now, fortunately, they did pick it up before the shot was taken. But
really?
It was like 10 seconds left in the game when they came back to the broadcast.
Who thought that was a good idea?
So we have this from WPTA Vice President and General Manager Chris Fidel. He told The Athletic, quote, "We sincerely apologize for the brief interruption during the NBA game broadcast. A technical issue in our master control inadvertently triggered the start of our 11 p.m. newscast. The issue was resolved within 24 seconds, shot clock, right, and viewers were able to see Tyrese Halliburton's game-winning shot."
Not before viewers found out about the fog that didn't matter.
Wow.
I mean, maybe it did to some people.
Now, to people of a certain age, this drew immediate flashbacks to 1968, and the Heidi game. That's where NBC's coverage of the Oakland Raiders and the New York Jets cut away to the film Heidi, causing viewers on the East Coast to miss the Raiders' comeback win in the final minute.
Yeah, I thought about Heidi too, but at the end of the day, this is 2025, and also to cut away for that news, this guy got beat up in a bar. He's going to talk next.
That just, like, my jaw hit the floor when I heard that. I'm looking at Ray like, what happens when you do that? And they're like, oh, it was a technical issue. No, somebody hit the button. Like, what?
Also, yes.
Siakam throws it back.
They were lying.
Next on 21 Alive News, the man who was that brutally so beaten crazy at Pike's Pub last week.
It's the news stinger that really sets it off.
It's the buzz. You're like, wait, what just happened
what
with
happened?
Pascal Siakam? Silence. Do-do-do-do.
Oh, my God.
Next on 21 Alive News,
what would you have done if you were watching that at your house and that happened?
I looked around like, am I the only one seeing this? Like,
am I getting punked?
Is the game still on for your eyes? Because my eyes have to be tripping right now. Like, I gotta call my brother. He lives in Fort Wayne. I gotta see if he was watching the game. And
he,
like,
definitely was watching. He's like, a sports fan, right?
Yeah. No, he's a basketball player, but I don't know if he watches much basketball anymore. At one point, he was the all-time leading scorer in G League history.
So maybe
what?
He's
oh,
the
he,
one.
Did he play for the Mad Ants?
Yes, he did.
Is that why he's still in Fort Wayne?
Yes.
That's amazing.
He's never left. Now he's got four kids in the house. He just lives there.
Did
now.
He meet his wife there?
No, he met his wife at Whitney Young High School.
Oh, okay. But they both went out there because he was playing for the Mad Ants.
Yeah.
Got it.
Wow.
Yeah, they've been together forever.
That is loyalty.
That's hilarious.
All over the world, including Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Including Fort Wayne, Indiana. He's played in Australia and everywhere else, and then they ended up in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
And now I've been many times.
Shout out to my brother, Ron Howard. Yeah, my nieces and nephews there. I go all the time.
And now every time I think of you saying Fort Wayne and your brother, I'm going to think of that news stinger.
Marshall, weren't you at CBS 2 when there was a concert that got cut off? This is like a national thing, though, right? It was, wasn't it like a Billy Joel concert?
Yes.
It was a
yes,
Billy Joel
it was
concert.
Billy Joel.
The phones rang. The phones were ringing into the...
Even like in the phones, Chicago, the phones were ringing.
The phones were ringing like crazy. And I can't remember why it happened.
But the end got cut off, right? It was
right.
Like the,
and it
the
wasn't just,
final
it,
song.
That was every CBS what? Affiliate in the country was, that wasn't like West Coast.
Was it Piano Man? Was that the one that did it?
And the piano sounds like carnival. And the microphone smells like a beer. And they sing it
to... It could have at least been just
a
the radio.
A mass shooting on the city's southwest side leaves a young girl dead and 10 others injured.
My guy, tonight, Chris Ty.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bump.
Yeah.
Wow.
So are those, I guess they must be taped in advance, that one at least.
Yeah. That was a taped performance, but people were going wild because it was literally during Piano Man. You can't, if you're going to interrupt
right.
a joke.
Right.
No, but I'm saying the news part of it. Was the news part live or taped?
No, I think that was when the news was supposed to start. We were told. So
they probably got the countdown
CBS,
to go.
CBS does work on a hub situation. So there's a guy in that controls a bunch of master
decentralized
controls.
Location.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
controlling
they're just rolling
it.
A mass shooting on the city's southwest side leaves a young girl dead
because
and
what happened was,
injured.
It was really enthusiastic
the news starts
about
at
that
11 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And it was supposed to end 2 minutes earlier, the Billy Joel thing, but somehow whether it was commercial breaks, whatever, they lost 2 minutes.
Wow.
And so the grand finale of the special gets cut off 2 minutes early.
Have you ever like recorded a game and then it went to like overtime?
Yes.
And then
I always record the next thing. I cannot take the chance.
I'll extend it like an hour if I need to. Like I'll extend like an hour and then I'll end up with an hour of whatever. But like to have that happen, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
By the way, Herb, we got a text in. 260. Ron Howard is the most popular Mad Ant ever. He is legitimately a community treasure.
No lie. Like, he's Mr. Mad Ant. And I remember the first time I went out there. And my niece is 18 now. She was small. I go out there, and we're like at, I don't know, Applebee's or something, whatever.
Fort Wayne. That sounds about right.
Yeah. And people are coming up to the table and calling my niece by her first name, like, "Hi, Chloe, it's so nice to see you." And I'm like, "What is happening here? Like, this is wild." I'm like, "Do y'all know them people?" Like, "No." I was like, "All right, man, I'm going back to Chicago."
That was your cue.
Listen, my brother loves it out there. They love him. He was a really, really phenomenal basketball player. They won a championship. He won MVP of the league. But what happens with that family out there is like, what is this?
I like it.
That is incredible. Yeah. I'm sorry I did not know until now.
Oh, you know.
All because of the Fort Wayne newscast. Please ask him if he was watching when this happened, because that's hilarious.
I will ask him. I got another text for you from my personal text line, Layla. It says, "Tell Layla I absolutely love her, but peanut butter and banana is not it."
I will take it under advisement. In the name of science.
In the name of science.
Yes. If I have to have an Uncrustable in the name of science, I guess I just have to do it. But it will be the strawberry type, not the grape. Also, speaking of games and Indiana-related teams, tomorrow, the Sky hosts the Fever. Join Chuck Swirsky and me. Also, Alyssa Bergamini for the play-by-play action. I'm the analyst for the game. Just a little bit shorter than Bill Winnington. Pre-game begins at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7 from the United Center, right here on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
No, that was great. I can't wait to hear that. I know you're going to be phenomenal.
They played a promo, and all I'm saying in the promo is, it's after a scoring play. And I'm like, that possession right there is exactly what the Sky, we want to see more of out of the Sky. Yes, Layla, excellent analysis. More points. I think it was a high-low combination that we liked. There was like a high screen into a feed download. I forget who was in the promo, but point being, that was my attempt at explaining that.
Points are good.
Like, excellent analysis, Rahimi.
Put the ball in the basket.
The important thing is, as it stands right now, the Chicago Sky are holding down 8th place in the WNBA standings, which means if the season ended today, they would have the honor of facing either the Minnesota Lynx or the New York Liberty, both of whom are 8-0.
Wow. The Liberty last played the Sky on 670 The Score, and they shot 19 threes in that game.
It was a record.
It was indeed. Also, another texter, 773, shout out to Ron Howard and the Mad Ants, played ball with him at Whitney Young. Oh, everybody loves the Howard family.
Well, that's what's up. Shout out to whoever that is that played ball with him at Whitney Young. I must know who that is.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Herb, for joining us. This has been a lot of fun.
It's always fun with you guys. You are absolutely amazing. I listen to you guys when you don't invite me, so it's really, really cool. It's really, really cool when you guys do invite me, so thank you.
You're welcome anytime.
Don't say that, because I'm...
Because he's like, I'll pull up.
That's the idea.
I'm like the cat that you fed once, and then it's like, that cat's outside again.
Yeah, you belong to that cat now. That's how that works. The cat has hustled you. No, this is not a hustle. This is just a you're welcome anytime, for real.
I appreciate it.
Herb Howard of the Bigs. We have more coming up. It is Mark Rohde and Luke Kanellis next here on 670 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.